Good times, good times. So with that, I guess we'll get started. I'll pray, and then we will dive straight into this. Dear Lord, as we kind of open your word, and really today we just talk about what are we here for? What does the exchange exist? What are we going to do with it? As we go through this, help me to speak clearly, teach your word accurately, help them to hear, send your spirit to work powerfully through me and in them. In your name we pray. Amen. Do you know the password?
Yes.
All right. So, with that, as you saw from that video, there's a lot of strange people out there. I found that guy an accident on the internet, and I started doing research on him because he was such a weirdo. That I found out he claims to be a Christian. He's actually not homeschooled, which surprised me. And so I was doing research on this guy, and this guy's mission in life, as you can tell, if you couldn't pick up on it, his mission in life is to get people not to cuss. Specifically not around him. If you're not around him, that's okay. But if you want to hang with him, don't cuss. And that's his entire mission in life. And because of weirdos like him, Christians get this bad rap as a bunch of whack jobs. I mean, people just, like, they think of Christians and they think of these really, really strange people with these odd beliefs. And, I mean, this guy actually got national attention. He was on, like, the morning shows. He was on the news because he started such a movement of people like, don't cuss. That's it. We can't have cussing. We've got to stop the cussing in the world. Which, I can see, maybe trying to help that. But if that's your mission in life, that's all you care about is stopping people from cussing? Wow, that's weird. Particularly when you write terrible, crappy rap songs to communicate that message. And you think, man, how am I going to change the world? How can I make my mark on the world? Don't cuss the rap song. And I'll go to... you missed the best part. He goes to a drive-thru and his dad is talking to this guy. And his dad is like, can you say don't cuss? And they're like, why would I say that? And he's like, please just say it for my son. And they're like, okay, don't cuss. And the people are just baffled, like, why is this person doing this to me? Because these people are so clueless. So Christians have this PR problem because there's a group of nut jobs out there doing bizarre stuff. Then you got the God Hates Fags people. It's a church that protests at funerals, and they hang up these crazy signs. I should play you some of their music videos. They're actually offensive, though, and I might get myself in more trouble than I already do get myself in trouble for. But people look at Christians, they think weirdos, nut jobs, they think they're out of date, they think that they're hypocrites because we don't live what we preach, they think we're judgmental, all we want to do is stop people from having their rights, and that's their perception of Christians. And that's a problem if that's what people think about us. See, Jesus, eventually people turned on him, but initially people were drawn to him. They're like, wow, this guy's awesome. He's helping people. He's throwing the best parties. He's turning water to wine. He's feeding people. That was Jesus. People liked him until his teaching got a little bit more extreme. But his care for people, his love for people, nobody could deny that that was awesome. Where's it gone wrong with us that we're known for this stuff? Where's it gone wrong that we're known as hypocrites, unloving, judgmental? That's weird. What was that?
It was one of the programs.
All right. Well, I got a chart I was going to put up, but I guess I won't put up. So with that, you've got the handouts on your table, and you can pass those around. There's pins that don't work, but you can fake like they work, and you can etch in your paper. But so I'm going to dive into this. And see, the thing is that we started this thing, the exchange, because we want to undo stereotypes and we want to make a difference here in Hutto. We're tired of whack job Christians sending the wrong messages, making people think, yeah, that was it. That was what you just had up. There we go. I'm tired of the whack job Christians thinking that this is what we stand for. 90%, 91% of people think Christians are anti-homosexuals. That's really what they stand for. Anti-homosexual. Well, we would say something might be sinful, but anti a group of people? Judgmental? Hypocrites? Old-fashioned? Too involved in politics and out of touch with reality? Well, boy, that's what I want. I want people to think I'm out of touch with reality. I mean, that's what we're known for, there's a serious problem. So we started this thing, the exchange, to change some of that. Part of it is to give a different representation of what Christianity should and be. And so with that, with today's lesson, I mean, we're just literally walking through who we are as the exchange, what we're going to be, what we're all about. Because we want to make a difference. We have a purpose, and it's not to stop people from cussing. We're not going to do it by recording crappy songs. We're going to do it by living lives that are different. And this is kind of, I call it my manifesto, because this is what I am all about. So the first one on here, we will be biblical. So that's our starting point. We're part of a church. In some ways, we're a church within a church. And just foundational, we will be biblical. Otherwise, I'm just a self-help guru, which I don't want to be. Or maybe on a funny night, I'm a stand-up comedian, if you think I'm funny enough. But I'm not anything that has any value. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, "All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So just on a foundational level, we're biblical. We look to the Bible. What should we do? We look to that as our guidelines. Where's too far? What's out of limits? You know, I could probably get a big group of people to show up if I was giving away alcohol and marijuana and cocaine. You know, I could do that. It would be one approach, but I'd be blatantly violating certain passages in the Bible. Probably not a good approach. So that kind of gives us our boundaries. It also tells us the message we're supposed to be preaching. It tells us how we're supposed to be living. And so as a starting place, we will be biblical. So the Bible will be preached. We'll sing songs that are biblical. We'll act in a way that corresponds to what the Bible teaches. That's kind of foundational. Second one on here. We will be the light in our world. We will be the light in our world. So I watched this program. Or we got Netflix, and so they have a bunch of stuff on there. You can just get it straight to your house, which is amazing. But it also, you find yourself watching dumb stuff you didn't think you would normally be watching. You had no interest in watching, but hey, it's here, so you end up watching stuff. So, was it 4 months ago, we ended up watching the show Friday Night Lights. And we watched the first two seasons of it, because it's right there on Netflix. And on this program, everybody goes to church. There's one character in particular. She's like the super Christian girl, and she sleeps around with a bunch of guys, and then she changes her life around and repents, but then she's still hanging out with the same group of people. And all these people, they go to church, and they act like nothing's different. Church is like a country club to them, I guess. You say, oh, you go to church on Sundays, you hang out with some people, maybe have a potluck, and then you go back to your school and you just kind of act the same. Or you go back to your job and you're just kind of a jerk like everybody else. Not the light in anybody's world. And this is what Jesus said we're supposed to be. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house." Verse 16, "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise you and your heavenly Father." So you should be at your schools, at your jobs, being an example of what good is. You shouldn't be at your job as an example of what's bad and everything wrong in the world. Yeah, I mentioned this before. Some of you heard me teach before, but when I was in high school and I was a freshman, I took a drama class, and all of like the senior varsity football players were in my class, and they're all like the presidents of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they were all jerks. I mean, I treated everybody like garbage. They kind of walked all over everybody, and they had to do a presentation. And so for this presentation, they talked about the day they threw a party. They wanted to throw the best party they could throw, and so the best way they could think of to throw a good party was to go and buy some goats. And they only could afford one, so they went and bought one goat. So big party and a goat as the mascot of the party up on a table. And then the beer comes out and they're drinking the beer and they drink lots of beer and they give the goat some beer and the goat gets drunk and they're drunk and everybody's kind of going around crazy and they pass out next morning, get out of their pool of vomit, look around and, "Where'd my goat go? Where'd my goat go?" And so this presentation was like in memory of their lost goat that they lost at a party where they got drunk. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that's their presentation. What really matters to you? What is something that's central to who you are that kind of epitomizes your character? "I threw a party and I lost my goat." Because we were all drunk, including the goat. It was bad. We're supposed to be the light in our world, not weirdos that get goats drunk and lose them. Something's wrong there. Something's wrong in that picture when that's what the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was doing with his time. He wasn't the light in his world. So if we're going to change Hutto, if we're going to make a difference in this community, you have to be different. You can't act the same way as everybody else. There has to be a difference in the way you live your life. You can't be a jerk. You can't be selfish. You can't always get your way. You have to serve others and care about others. That's how you're the light in your world. Next one on here, we will not be safe, positive, and family friendly. So I got these labels because Christian radio, their favorite thing is to be safe, positive, and family friendly. So for example, K-Love, the Christian radio station, their motto is positive, encouraging, the river, positive music, safe for your family. My problem with that is, when did Christianity become synonymous with safe, positive, encouraging, and family friendly? I mean, last thing I checked, the kind of the hero of the Bible got beaten to death. And then all of his followers got beaten to death. So we got a disconnect somewhere along the way if we think that safe, positive, encouraging, and family friendly is like the message of the Bible. And so, I mean, if you kind of go through it, you look at these passages, Matthew 10, it says, "This is the words of Jesus to his followers. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves, but beware, for you will be handed over to the courts and you will be flogged with whips in the synagogues." Well, that doesn't sound very family friendly or safe, positive, encouraging, getting whipped with or being flogged. That's the message of the Bible. But that's what Jesus told his followers. You know, if you're my follower, you're going to get beat with a whip. Safe, positive, encouraging, family-friendly. Jesus didn't quite agree with them on that one. If you just kind of go through each of the terms, safe. Well, Jesus was hung on a cross. Peter was hung on a cross upside down. Stephen was stoned to death. Paul was arrested, thrown in jail a bunch of times. Actually, Paul was stoned more than Jimi Hendrix. I mean, this just kind of continues to go on and on. So, safe, not quite. I mean, in fact, Paul is writing his last letter he wrote before he was killed. This is his words of encouragement to other believers. Hey, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Well, that's encouraging. I just want to be persecuted. Family friendly. I mean, you've heard the story of Joshua and the walls of Jericho. So there's a story in the Bible, people walk around the walls seven times and the walls come tumbling down. There's even a children's song, and the walls come tumbling down. My wife can sing it for you. Go ahead. No?
No, I
can't. Okay, so she changed her mind. So you get these children to sing this cute song about the walls come tumbling down, and then the armies go in and kill everybody. That's not a family, that's not a kid's song. The story's about people dying. It's about war. Nothing about this is family friendly. But we teach our kids to sing a cute little song about it. I mean, the Bible's not very family friendly. The Song of Solomon is a book about sex. When I was first doing youth ministry, I was sitting around at a table with some youth leaders, and I make this comment, and I was just making an observation. If they made a movie out of the Song of Solomon, that would be inappropriate. That just would not be an appropriate movie because it's a book about sex. So, and I make this comment, and literally one of the adults in the room goes, I can't believe you would say that. No good youth worker says something like that. What? What? All I said was you can't make a movie out of something. I didn't say you can't make a movie out of the chapter because it goes into detail about the girl's body and what he does with her. You know, I didn't say that. I just said you can't make a movie out of it. And people had a problem with that. I mean, there's so much weird stuff. You read the book of Judges, there's a girl that's raped to death and cut into pieces and her body parts are mailed around town. There's a guy that's stabbed to death and is fat. He's so fat that the fat goes over the sword and it disappears. I mean, like, you read the Bible and this is not like kid-friendly Disney stuff. It's like if you made a Disney movie out of the book of Judges, you know, no kid would go see that movie and their parents would be sick if they let them. Not family-friendly. And you talk about positive. I mean, Jesus, the night before he's killed, is sweating blood. You know, talking about a message about we're all sinners, deserving of hell. Not very positive. And so we're going to be biblical, but the whole idea that we're going to water down the Bible to make it family friendly, we're going to not preach things because it wouldn't be family friendly, not going to happen. We're going to preach the Bible. And I'm going to talk to you like you're adults because you deserve to be talked to like an adult. And I'm not going to leave things out. I'm not going to water it down and make it positive, encouraging, family friendly. Put a smile on your face. Not going to happen. Next one. Following that line of thought, we will be authentic. If you look down the street on I-35, there's a big gigantic billboard for a church, and there's a guy there with his wife, and they got big gigantic grins on their faces with their fake tans and their bleached teeth, and they're just smiling and grinning at you. And I just see that and I go, that's the fakest thing I've ever seen. Do they live in a different world than me? I mean, there's children in Uganda being kidnapped, forced into military service. And these guys are just fake tans. We should go get fake tans tonight and make a billboard like that. We could be happy too. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And you go to the Christian bookstores and there's like a whole wall of books on how you can fake you're happy. Like that's the message of the Bible. Fake like you're happy. Get a big fake smile on your face with bleached teeth and a fake tan. It'll be awesome. No. So we're going to be authentic. So if you're angry and I say, how's it going? Don't go, good. Because it's not good and you're a liar if you say that. If you're having a bad day, you tell me. So for like today, I've been pretty annoyed a little bit because of all the technical difficulties. And if you ask the guys in the band, I was getting short at them and I yelled at one guy, kind of. Because I mean, it was just, I was getting frustrated and annoyed because everything was going bad. I mean, we were literally like 30 minutes before we were about to start and I had to redo everything because this mixer board right here is terrible. I probably shouldn't kick it because that won't make it better. But I mean, it's just like literally the board just stopped working in the middle of practice and we're like, oh, I guess we'll be changing things. I've been kind of frustrated and annoyed. The first day we did the exchange, I was kind of pretty angry. And that's the truth. So we're going to be authentic. We're not going to lie about how we're feeling. And kind of going along with this, if you got a problem with someone, you go to them. Jesus taught us in Matthew 18, if you have a problem with someone, you don't talk bad about them to somebody else. You don't spread rumors. You don't go to a prayer meeting and say, I've got a prayer request. This guy I know, he's a jerk and he treats me like garbage. His name is blah, 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 blah. And he's a complete jerk. We need to pray for him. Like, I've heard people do this. Like, they present a prayer request, like they're being spiritual, and all it is like gossip. So like prayer time turns into gossip time and oh man, we gotta pray for so and so. She's a hoe bag and she's sleeping around and you know, it's just terrible. Like I've just in the last week it's just ridiculous all the guys she's been with. That's not how we go about things. You got a problem with someone, you go talk to them. If you think someone's in sin, maybe you need to pray for them. First, you go talk to them. Jesus says you go confront them. If they don't respond well, you go get somebody else. They confront them. Then if they still don't go well, then you bring the whole church into it, and then we got problems. But if you have a problem with someone, you see someone in sin, you talk to them. You don't talk about them. That's what being authentic is. Next one on here. This one's my favorite. We will be over the top. We will be ridiculous. So if we throw a party, we want 500 people to show up to it, and we're going to have a mechanical bull. If we throw a family event, we're going to rent a helicopter and drop 25,000 eggs out of the helicopter. That's how we do things. We do it ridiculous size. We don't do it small scale. And the reason for that, I don't have a Bible verse, so this one you could throw out and call me a heretic for. And there's not a Bible verse that says be over the top. It's just my own way of doing things. But a guy named Craig Groeschel said, if you want to reach people no one is reaching, you'll have to do things that no one is doing. In order to do things that no one is doing, you can't do what everyone else is doing. Which is just a pretty obvious sentiment, but you don't think about it. So if every church in town meets Wednesday nights, has an acoustic guitar driven, kind of songs your mom listens to, and you know maybe an electric guitar with some light distortion. If everybody does that, why would we do that? Why would we copy that? I mean, specifically, Monday night's a pretty terrible night to do something like this. There's a bunch of Boy Scout troops that meet. There's volleyball. A whole bunch of stuff happens on Monday nights. It's not a good night to do it. But Hutto Baptist meets Wednesday nights, and I don't want to compete with Hutto Baptist. I could set up and we could do Wednesday nights. It would be a better night of the week. But then we're competing with the church, which we don't want to do. We're not in competition. We're on the same team. Likewise, I could copy their programming, but that'd be silly because we're not trying to steal their people. We're trying to reach this city. And so we're going to do something wildly different so that we can reach a different group of people. So if that means we stack up big, gigantic stacks of speakers, that's what we do. Every other church I've been to kind of has this kind of loud but not really at all sound. So I thought, hey, why don't we just kind of crank this thing up to ridiculous volume so that the walls are shaking? I mean, literally, I have to talk to the lady in the office to take down a mirror in the wall in there because the wall shakes so much that she's scared it's going to break. We've blown out the fuses. The lights flicker sometimes. I mean, we do that because we're going to be over the top and we're going to be different. And there is some biblical principle to it. You talk about when, you know, Jesus went to a party. Jesus didn't, like, turn water into grape juice. It says he turned water into wine. He threw a big party and everybody had fun. And it was good wine, not bad wine. That's what Jesus did. When he showed up to feed people, there was baskets of extra food. He was a little over the top when he did stuff. Went, hey, look at me, I'm walking on water. That's pretty cool. I mean, he did stuff that was pretty crazy, and people went, we got to check this guy out. He's doing all sorts of crazy stuff. So if it worked for Jesus, I think we can do the same thing. And it comes in different forms, and we're going to do some pretty crazy stuff in about 10 minutes. Why? Because we will be over the top. We're going to be different. With that, next one on here, we will be teachable. So when you do things that are over the top, sometimes you do dumb stuff and people have to confront you because you're an idiot, as I often am, and I do all sorts of stupid stuff. Like when we dropped the eggs out of the helicopter into Hutto Stadium, I got so many angry emails from moms. No, there wasn't one dude that came to yell at me. There wasn't one dude that sent me an email. It was all moms. And conveniently, all of their kids happened to be the kids that didn't get eggs. But we will be teachable. And so when we do dumb stuff, we will make changes. We will adjust. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of the fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. So if someone comes to me and says, you know, when you did this, I don't think that was biblical. Well, then I'm going to come up here and I will apologize. The first week we did the exchange, I said some stuff about this ridiculous stuff called Pray Clay. Some of what I said wasn't accurate. There was a reason for the existence of Pray Clay. It's Play-Doh, except the Christian version. There's actually a reason for it to exist, and so I apologized, though the name is still ridiculous. But if I'll make a mistake, I'll apologize for it. So we will be teachable. We'll make changes when we do stuff that's wrong. Next on here. We will be a blessing. 1 Peter 4:10 says this, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So that means that we are going to be a blessing to this community. I mean, I heard a quote that went like this, would anyone notice if your church ceased to exist? So if it ceased to exist, you guys would notice because the building would disappear around us. But besides that, would anyone care or notice? Are we doing anything in this community that people actually appreciate? Are we helping anyone? Right now, we're not. I plan on changing that pretty soon. I'm going to put things in place so that we can start being a blessing to this community. So that people here, like, you know, that Church Hill Country Bible Church, that thing, the exchange, the people that go to that are actually really good people that serve the community. They make a difference. Oh, they're really neat. That's what we want to be the case. We don't want it to be, well, we got one more church in town. They just happen to have a louder band and a guy that yells a little bit more and says things that are frequently inappropriate. That's not what we want to be known for. We want to be known for the blessings we provide to this community. Providing God's grace in its various forms. Next one on here. We will be missional. That means we're on a mission. Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. So now we're in the United States, and our little piece of that pie is Hutto. And we intend to reach every man, woman, and child. And so since we have people that kind of go into different places, we're going to add Round Rock, Pflugerville, and Taylor into the mix too. We're here to reach everyone with the gospel. Like I said, the guy in the video, the weird kid, he had a mission. His mission was to stop cussing through song. That's not our mission. Our mission is to reach people and be a blessing to them because they're sinners in need of Jesus. So our goal with this whole exchange thing is to reach people. And if we're not doing that, then we shut down and we do something different. We rethink everything we do. Because we're here to reach people. And that means inviting friends, that means helping, that means serving, that means having conversations with people you wouldn't normally have a conversation with. But we want to be a difference and make a difference. And part of being, when we say missional, missional is kind of a new buzzword among church people. And basically it means we think of ourselves as missionaries wherever we live. And so Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 said, "To the weak I become the weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men so that they have, by all possible means, I might save some." So he doesn't change the message. The message is the same, but the means, how does he communicate? That changes. He changes that to reach people. So for example, when we're setting up something to reach your moms, we play music that's really lame, kind of terrible, cheesy, sappy, and emotional. You know, that's what your moms listen to. Hopefully that's not what you guys listen to. Hopefully there's a difference between what you listen to and your parents listen to, and I should reflect that in the music that we play. And so right now we play ridiculously loud stuff. Sometimes we have screaming songs. Sometimes I'd like to, you know, I think outside the box and come up with other stuff we can do, whether it's, you know, synth pop night. I mean, just whatever ridiculous idea we can come up with. Yeah, we will do that. In 2 years from now, the exchange will look different as culture changes. You know, if someone came up here and did a rap song, that wouldn't be my thing at all, but maybe one of you would appreciate it. I don't listen to it. I know somebody does. And so I've quite literally gone to some of your MySpace and Facebook pages to look at the kind of music you listen to and made adjustments to correspond to that and the kind of music we play, whether it's beforehand or during the actual band itself. Likewise, you guys don't normally sit around listening to people talk and enjoy it. You have teachers, you have to because you get in trouble or you get bad grades otherwise. Other than that, you don't actually do that very often. And so quite literally, I've in the past purchased stacks of stand-up comedians and studied how to be funny. So hopefully I say some things that are funny from time to time. And it sounds weird for me to say that, but I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to communicate in a way that connects with you. And you don't stand around listening to people that lecture all the time. If I just came up here and this was as dry as can be in a monotone, and I talk like this, and I read passages of the Bible, and I said we will be missional, and we will try and reach people, you don't listen to people like that. Unless you're a wacko, in which case, I don't know how I'm going to connect with you, because I don't know how to relate to a person that's that weird. So, I mean, like, I've made an effort specifically to find out how I can communicate better in a way that meshes with who you are. So, with that, your role is you are missionaries at your school, at your job, sometimes even in your family. And you need to look at the people around you and see how you can be all things to all people to those people. So that some might be saved. And that means sometimes you do make a change. And it's not like you change who you are, but maybe you try something out. Like I said, I don't like rap music. I'm never going to come up here and say, "Hey, everybody, listen to my cool rap song about no cussing. It's awesome. I'm going to bust a rhyme tonight. I'm going to sing about being missional. If you want to be missional, you can't be a urinal." I don't know. That's the worst rhyme I've ever heard in my entire life. My wife just looked at me like I'm a terrible person. I guess I am. So yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, I'm not going to come up here and start rapping besides just this moment. But someone else might come up and do that. I'm not going to be inauthentic and fake that, but I'll try something out. Not for me, but to reach people. To connect with you and to connect with your friends and to connect with this community, whatever that looks like. And that's what you need to do, is be able to go and hang out with someone you might not normally hang out with, have a conversation about something you wouldn't normally have a conversation about. Because we are going to be in the world, reaching people. So with that, that kind of leads directly into the next one. If we're in the world trying to make a difference, that means we will not hide our light in a weird Christian subculture. So he said, we will be the light in our world. He said, we will be the light in our world. You don't put a basket on it. You don't go and hide somewhere. You don't kind of build up a bunch of world, which so many Christians do weird stuff like that. We got to get away from the world, so we got to come up with our Christian alternative to the evil stuff. So I did a little research to discover some of this terrible, terrible stuff. So for example, Joey, next one. The world, the evil world, has their Now CDs for hit songs. So the Christian music industry had to have their version to keep the walls, keep us separate from the evil world. So we came up with Wow CDs. Clever name. Very clever name. Next one up here. What do we got? So the evil pagans have Brats. So we have God's Girls. God's Girls. Yeah, and you read this. My name means princess. I really am a princess. Because my father is the King of Kings. She's a little princess. It's amazing. It's incredible. Next. So, Magic the Gathering. You got magic. It's evil. So we got to have our version. Redemption trading cards. Profits booster pack. You don't want magic cards. And you really don't want Pokemon because that's just lame. So we got redemption cards. Next. If you play Guitar Hero, you've got to listen to the evil secular music with the evil messages. So they bring you Guitar Praise, which you can't play on your TV. You have to play on your computer with a controller that doesn't work very well. I mean, it's literally, they just copied Guitar Hero and switched stuff out. And I'll, to be honest with you, if they made like a booster pack for Rock Band that had Christian songs, I'd probably go out and buy it, because I listen to a lot of that stuff. But at the same time, the fact that we have to have our own product that rips it off, that's a problem. Why are we ripping off the world? Next. Oh, this is the best one ever. This is the best one ever. So those of you that Twitter, you're off in that evil world, because now we've got Godwitter. Godwitter has been brought to save the day. It's amazing. Godwitter actually only lasted about 2 weeks because so many people on Twitter were like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. A Christian knockoff of Twitter that's not as good and has less features and is awful and is filled with weirdos. And so they took it down within 2 weeks because so many people, like myself, were like, this is the worst idea ever. Why are you knocking it off? You can't even come up with a good name. The name is Godwitter. Godwitter. Who are these people? Who comes up with the name Godwitter? It's ludicrous. Doesn't end there. I brought a couple things. I'll need my table real quick. So I brought a couple of things. Joel and I went to the Christian store to look to see what they had. So, yeah, we'll wait a second. So, pay no attention to the big weights behind me. Shh, shh. We'll get to that in a moment. We don't need it yet. Wait, guys, hold off. Got to talk. So, went to the family Christian store. And there's this company called Dick's Praises, which is a weird name. And in case... I can't believe I just said that. So, in case you're playing the evil water toy that isn't the Jesus version, they decided to come up with the Jesus version. And if you see, all it is the normal controller thing. You play basketball by pushing the buttons, but it says Jesus on the backboard. So it's Christian, because it says Jesus on the backboard. Oh, that's just the beginning. So, in case you've ever had one of these things with the cone that you shoot. It's an ice cream cone, and you shoot the foam ball at people. Well, if you've done that, you were using an evil pagan thing. We've got the Christian version now that it says on the packaging, good things come from God. The Christian version of this thing. Let's see, how does this work? Oh, that's right. Okay. Jake, if you can stand up, I'd like to shoot you. Closer. It's a short string. Ugh. Oh, still missed. The Christian version of this thing. Why do we have a Christian version of this thing? Oh, another personal favorite. Once again from Dick's praises. It's a spider. It's the Jesus spider that lights up when you push it. There we go. Be the light of the world. This is their interpretation of be the light of the world. It's a spider that glows. There we, oh, it's gooey too. Oh, wow. Wow, this is incredible. Wow. Woo! Oh, I love this thing. It's disgusting. We need to go get another one of these. Yeah. So, back in the mid-90s, there was this television program called the Power Rangers. Power Rangers are evil. So, we came up with a response. Bible Man. Bible Man. And he also came up with a show, The Tours. And people with plastic lightsabers fight each other on stage and sing songs about fighting people with lightsabers that are made of plastic. We have Bible Man. Yeah. And of course, the worst offender of them all, David in a purple robot suit. It is David from the Bible, and he's in a purple robot suit. He has a girl's face and gigantic feet like a hobbit. And I'm not even joking. These feet are huge. Look at these feet. Look at these feet. His feet are bigger than his head. His girl face. And this is David. Why is it in a purple robot suit? Why? Why would you put the guy in a purple robot suit? So, oh, and I forgot about my scripture mints. Scripture, no, these are just scripture mints. And I wonder if they actually have script, nope. But they've got the fish, of course. So, you got the agape fish on there. No verses, but they're called scripture mints. So, Christians can't even chew on mints without them being Christian. Oh, that's terrible. So with that, because we will be over the top, we thought we'd do a little experiment. See what would happen if we were to apply a little... We'll get to that one. Okay. All right, so if you can make sure the cameras are in the right place.
Okay, lift it up. Yeah,
right here. So, we'll start off... We'll start...
You don't want to squish this one right off.
Yeah, we'll squish. That's why it's best. What?
That way we can splash the people out instead of your...
No, that's fine. We can splash the expensive stuff. So...
Your expensive stuff.
All right. Hold this. Put your fingers under that.
Put your fingers under that.
That didn't work very well. Okie dokie.
Oh, I'm going to get button below it.
Yeah, Joey, put it down. All right. Let's see what happens to our glowing... Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah!
It's still going. It's still going. That's remarkable. It's worthy. Here.
It's worthy.
Stand them up like that. This is incredible.
All the way up.
Bye-bye, Bible Man.
Look, it is thick.
Oh, that's incredible.
Here, put on this one.
So I have a little bit of a problem with this stuff, not just because it's terrible, because it's a idea that Christians have to have our own version of things. We can't be in the world. We got to be hidden. And this is our way of this is our little way of rejecting that mindset. Rejection of that idea. So here, let's smash our cone real quick.
Wait here. That's no good.
Oh, wait, hold off on that one because we got to get more weight on
the button. Doesn't work. Oh, wait.
Hold it up there.
Oh, wait, do this one next.
All right, let's see what happens when we put more weight on.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still got it.
All righty. All right, Joey, help me lift this up.
This guy has math equations written on it. 4 minus 4 equals 0.
Here you go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Let's put the table under the smashinator.
Oh. What happened to the table? Told you we'd break the table.
It was a couple of chips.
Wait, excuse me.
All right.
This one next or the water one next?
Let's try the water one.
Where's the water one at?
Oh, man.
Joey. I don't know. It shot it somewhere.
I don't know why I just put my head under the table.
Oh my god!
Alright. Alright. Yeah.
Go.
Yes!
We broke the table!
Awesome!
I got the goal!
Have a leg.
Alright, move the table.
Save the bitch.
Dang it. We still gotta kill David.
Dude, how did you...
You're gonna crack the floor.
No. What?
We can use a smaller weight. We'll just take
the weight. Or if we put it on the weight.
What if you put it on a chair?
No. Don't
put it on a chair.
Outside.
You can't break outside.
All right. No. Break the chair.
Those chairs are older than
I think David's leg is the most.
All right. I guess David's leg is all we break. Mm. Oh.
Take the 45-pounder off.
So, not quite. Oh, little too over the top for my wife. So.
Another one.
What? Yeah, there's another. Alright, guys, go sit down. Leave it out here. So, with that very dangerous and destructive illustration that destroyed a table, I can't believe we did that. I knew we were going to, but I can't believe we just did that. So, we say we're on a mission. We say we're not going to be weirdos in a little subculture, and we reject that idea like nothing else, to the extent that we destroyed a table to make sure we remember. We're not the weirdos locked off. We're in the world trying to make a difference. The final point is that we will succeed. We will succeed. Joey, you got it?
Yeah.
All right, we will succeed. Acts 5 says this, if their purposes or activities is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will find yourselves up against God. So that means if we're here to reach every man, woman, and child, and the Bible says every knee will bow, and it does, we're in a really good spot because we're on the side of God trying to do God's work. And so we're not going to fail at what we're trying to do. We're going to make a difference. We're going to go to Huddle High School, Pflugerville High School, Hendrickson. Star Charter School.
Woo!
Yeah, there's a Star Charter people right there. We're going there, and we're going to make a difference. We're going to make changes. Because that's God's mission, and we're on God's mission. And so we can't fail. And with that, what we can do to be a part of that is you can do your part to be a blessing to the people around you. Be different, not because you're a weirdo that acts peculiar and has a bad haircut, but because you love like no one else, live like no one else, bless others like no one else. That's what it means to be like Jesus. That's what it means to be a light in your world. That's what you need to be. And so as we kind of end, and then we're going to play a couple more songs, just keep this in mind. We're on a mission to change Hutto, and what we do here at The Exchange is part of that. And so, I mean, if you want to reach your friends, I'm going to preach the gospel. Bring your friends. But don't just think of it as that. Go out to your school and be different. Because we're on a mission to turn Hutto upside down for Jesus, to make Jesus famous in Hutto. And you don't do it by pulling yourself off into a weird Christian subculture. You do it by being in the world and being different. And that's why The Exchange exists. To make a difference. To do crazy stuff. Because we're going to reach people. So with that, I'm going to pray. The band's going to come up. We'll sing a song or two more. If you need to leave, because people are here, you can leave.
If you have cards that you can fill out, and you haven't turned them in, and you want a shirt, give them to me, and we'll...
Yeah, going back, if you don't need to leave immediately, don't do that. If you need to leave now, run and grab my wife. I'll pray. The band will come up. We'll sing a couple more songs, and you guys can go. Dear Lord, as we talk about... As we talk about reaching every man, woman, and child, as we talk about doing this stuff, as we do, you know, wild, crazy stuff that could be misunderstood, help it all to be for you. And even when we're smashing things, screaming, help it all to be for your glory. And help us to realize that everything we do is worshiping something, and we want to worship you. We want to make a difference in this community. And as we sing these songs, help us to focus in on you. In your name we pray. Amen.